This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, it's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today on the Annie Fry Show. Somebody asked earlier, is Annie on vacation? Yes. So Annie was off on Friday, and she extended to today. And I guess for a celebration of Columbus Day or Indigenous People Day or Monday, whatever you want to call it, Brad and Ryan decided to take the day off because Annie's not here, so they're going to take the day off. But Mike and Ethan are here. So we've got a rock star lineup of stuff to talk about today. It's pretty good when you kick off the show with Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe and him being on the road. And it is by Missouri week, by the way. So this week is all about trying to encourage people to buy products and services that are right here in the state of Missouri and help boost our economy. One of the things that you need to understand, though, is we are 22 days out from our election. Actually, in a lot of communities, you can already vote. We're going to have Kurt Barr on next hour, who's the election authority director out in St. Charles County. And early voting is already going on. Well, absentee. Early voting, I think, starts in another week or so is when the actual no excuse early voting. Like, I guess you need to lie up until now and then, but otherwise you're going to be able to go in. But you have got so many things that are on your ballot this year, and a lot of it are just headline things. And I don't have time to cover all of it right now, but one I really wanted you to learn about is Missouri Amendment 3. You need to know what it says, and more importantly, what it means. Brian Westbrook is joining us. He is the executive director and the founder of Coalition Life. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We appreciate this.
It's so nice to have somebody in the studio. I never get people in the studio.
Oh, I love coming in the studio. It's a lot of fun.
I love this because I can actually look at you and we can have a conversation that's like normal things and I'm not just talking on the telephone.
Well, I think some of our political opponents all want to have their debates in the basement, but let's have it face-to-face here, right?
That's right. And you're not going to get any argument from me on what you were about to talk about, because Amendment 3, to be quite frank with you, scares the hell out of me, right? So I understand where this came from, and I understand we had a lot of initiative petition reform that we talked about during the legislative session. None of that got done. Amendment 3 made it on the ballot. And some people will tell you, I guess, on their side, that the legislature went too far to the right, and this is their way of swinging it back to their version of center, my version of extreme left. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I think Amendment 3 is all about eliminating malpractice protection for any bad actors, and also sex change operations for minors without parental consent, and also with our tax dollars. And of course, it's late term abortion in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month of pregnancy with absolutely no parent involvement whatsoever. So we're not just talking about abortion that's
right.
Late term. We're talking about absolutely all reproductive health services, anything to do with the reproductive organs of males, females, and of course, children, making these decisions without their parents' knowledge.
Because I would tell you, in all the commercials that I've seen on TV or any of the pamphlets that I've seen out there, all they talk about is we're protecting a woman's right to choose and protect her body. And they call it health care for women. I don't understand how abortion is health care, right? Getting a flu shot, that's health care, right? Watching your weight, exercising, that's health care. Abortion it is in no way, shape, or form of that. But how does transgender anything have anything to do with abortion rights.
Yeah, well, we can just look at Cornell Law School, who defines reproductive health as also including anything to do with the reproductive organs, including male and female, including the breasts and any of the hormones that they might produce as well. And so when we look at this, we don't think sex change operations is good health care, but by the definition, at least by Cornell Law School and many is across the country, that's included in reproductive health services, if you will. There's three words important, and I would tell the listeners, we need to look at the actual language. The summary statement does not talk about this at all. In fact, many groups who are supporting this sued the Secretary of State, and they rewrote the entire summary language. And so it's very deceptive when you walk into the ballot box. It's not going to talk about 90% of the issues we're going to talk about today. And so four words is important, but not limited to.
But not limited to.
But not limited to.
So and what does that mean?
Basically, it means anything to do with the reproductive organs or the reproductive systems this bill affects. And so then below that, three different times, they give full immunity to, quote, anyone assisting another person in their reproductive health care. And so what that basically means, you kind of take it even further down the rabbit trail. If you're going to the OBGYN for a normal, regular visit, and someone's mopping the floor and they're assisting you in your reproductive health and you slip and fall, there's full immunity for that person mopping the floor. If you take a taxi ride to an OBGYN office and they mess something up, if you have a C-section and the baby dies during a C-section, no medical malpractice for that.
Wow.
So they're saying that this protects miscarriage and ectopic pregnancies, but it does exactly the opposite. It protects criminals and bad actors, even sex traffickers who want to push, you know, women into abortions, or the school counselor who wants to push a child into a sex change operation. It protects them, but doesn't protect parents or the tax dollars who might be forced to pay for this stuff.
So if you look at the current Missouri law in this subject, are you allowed to have an abortion in the state of Missouri at all right now?
You're allowed to have an abortion if your life is, your physical life is in danger, yes.
If the life of the mother is in danger.
Life of the mother is in danger.
Because I'm one of these people who believe that actually only women can have children. I know it's crazy. I know. I'm an extremist. But I actually believe that only women can have babies. But can you, is there currently a weak limit of anything like that?
It is only for, you can only have an abortion in the state of Missouri if the life of the mother is actually in danger. And I've talked to OBGYNs who have had an entire career, and I've not yet once found that an abortion saves the life of a mother. Not once.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
And so it's there in law, but it's not happening because we don't need abortion to save a woman's life. Never is it the case. Instead, there's other ways that we can help them and save the life of both mom and baby. And we're going to support that effort.
So since there's no weeks, like Florida has 6 weeks, others have 12, 15, 20, we don't have any of that in our current law, correct?
Correct.
So what the other side, I guess, would tell you is this is building in that protection, their word, not mine, for someone who is in that situation. But this bill, does it have a week? That
no.
They say this is the end of, once you get past this, you can't have an abortion?
Right. So this is abortion in all 9 months of pregnancy, in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month of pregnancy, with no restrictions, no regulation, no licensing, no zoning, no protections whatsoever for a woman who might go in for an abortion. Nor does it require a doctor to do an abortion. Anyone who is in this vague term called healthcare professional could do an abortion for any reason at all 9 months of pregnancy.
Wait, what? You don't have to have a medical professional? A doctor doesn't have to do this?
No, it removes all licensing, all zoning. You'll just have to look at the language here. In paragraph 5, and this is why it's important to read the actual language.
It is.
In paragraph 5, nor shall any person assisting a person in exercising their right to reproductive freedom with that person's consent be penalized, prosecuted, or otherwise subject to adverse action for doing so. So it basically says you can't be penalized, prosecuted, or subjected to adverse action. And it doesn't say healthcare professional. It says a person assisting that person.
So they didn't say doctor.
They didn't.
So you don't even have medical professional.
No, you don't need. You don't need a medical professional to do an abortion or, frankly, any reproductive health care in the entire state of Missouri.
Wow.
So it unregulates C-sections, it unregulates hysterectomies, vasectomies, birth control. If you go to the pharmacist and they give you the wrong birth control drugs or more or less dosage than you would like, it protects pharmaceutical companies. Anyone who is, quote, assisting you in your reproductive health care, it gives them full immunity. It is a sweeping change. And three times it does that. We just read paragraph 5, but let's go up to paragraph 3. Any denial, interference, delay, or restriction of the right to reproductive freedom shall be presumed invalid. And we have to understand kind of the layers of government and layers of laws. This is a constitutional amendment. Under that is statutes and under that is regulation. And so basically they're saying in paragraph 3, the government can't make any law to regulate any reproductive health care at all.
Wow.
At all. So it just wipes away all restrictions and all regulation and basically all safety standards for all reproductive health. Whether we agree on it or not on moral grounds is irrelevant here. And then you go down to paragraph 6, says the government shall not discriminate against a person, again,
a person
providing or obtaining a reproductive health care or assisting another person in doing so. The word discriminate is incredibly important because the government discriminates based on bad actors versus good actors all the time. And I think it's important for us to realize that they discriminate based on where our tax dollars will go. So if the state of Missouri decides to fund any reproductive health care, they have to provide funding for all reproductive health care, including sex change operations for minors without their parents' knowledge, and also late-term abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, things that we generally would not like here in the state of Missouri. And so this three different sentences inside of this handcuff the voter, it handcuffs the legislature because they cannot pass statutes or regulations. They can't fix this. There's no fixing this once it's passed.
Right.
And so I think, regardless of how you stand on the abortion issue, this destroys reproductive health care throughout the entire state of Missouri for men, women, and children.
We're talking with Brian Westbrook, who is the executive director and founder of Coalition Life. The one thing that I wanted to talk about before we leave is in paragraph 8, it says fetal viability. How is that defined in this bill?
Yeah, so fetal viability is defined as the, quote, good faith judgment of a healthcare professional. One, it doesn't say doctor, physician, physician's assistant, nurse, or anything like that. It just says healthcare professional. And that's not defined either in the bill or in the amendment or anywhere else in Missouri law currently. And so it would be up to an unelected judge to figure out what a healthcare professional is. And secondarily, it just says it's the good faith judgment. Well, if I'm driving down the highway at 80 miles an hour and it should be 55 miles an hour and I get pulled over and I say, officer, I'm sorry, but I don't think I was speeding because in my, quote, good faith judgment, I wasn't speeding.
There was nobody around me. I had the highway all open to myself.
Right.
Come on.
Right. And that's circular law.
Okay.
Right. There's no way that you can regulate or actually hold them accountable by their own, quote, good faith judgment on fetal viability. And so any idea that we're talking about fetal viability is complete lies because it gives it all to the person, quote, assisting them in reproductive health.
It feels like, and one of the reasons why I was excited that you were coming in, is this amendment just feels massively gray. Like there is an out it seems like, for pretty much anything that you would bring up in this law, the way it's currently set. And it that's why I said it really scares the hell out of me, because I think a number of people around the country, if you do the polling and you ask, you know, what do you want? They want exceptions built into an abortion law, right? The life of a mother, rape, incest, you hear about that. President Trump was just talking about that and wanting to get those exceptions built in. There are no exceptions in this thing. I shouldn't say that. They're all the exceptions that right. are built into any this thing. You could reasonably, because of it's very gray, make a case for anything under this law. But I know we just don't have a lot of time to go through everything that's here. But if people want to find out more, what's the best place that you can send them?
Yeah, I think there's kind of a non-biased group called mo3facts.com. They have the actual language there. They walk through the language, mo3facts.com. Or you can come to one of our events. I'm doing events across the state, coalitionlife.com/events.
You have one coming up in the area soon?
I've got one tonight, and I've got, I think, Assumption Church I'll be in this evening. But my team has me all over the state. and then also our YouTube channel. So go to Coalition Life YouTube channel, and you'll find we've done a series of videos, both from attorneys and also OBGYNs, who are analyzing this in a deep way and found that this removes all medical malpractice for all reproductive health care and also allows transgender sex change operations for minors without parents' consent with our tax dollars. It's all in the language there. We just need to sit and read it.
You know, I would encourage everybody to do that. There are five, like I said, constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. Don't get caught up in the headlines. Dig into the details, because especially in Amendment 3, details matter. And they are really going to make the difference of what this issue is. And you need to understand before you walk into the voting booth what you are voting on. And that way you can at least make an informed decision. Vote whichever way you're going to vote. But I would highly encourage you to get to know the details before you do that. Brian, thank you so much for coming in the studio, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, and thank you to the listeners.
By all means. That is Brian Westbrook. He's the executive director and founder of Coalition Life. Annie is on vacation. Ethan and I are here, though, and we're going to do Ethan's version of Wiggins America. Could get really twisted really quick. We'll see where this goes. It's 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.